Now, you are a legislator now. Why, yes. Why do you want to cross the side, I guess, and go to governor? Why?
You know, I found I really love public service. I love the state of Alaska. I'm concerned about its future. I really believe we are at a crossroads, and it's going to be crucial who leads the state for the next 4 years. I've been talking about the themes and the topics of energy, education, and safe communities, all issues that are bound up in the 30 years I've lived in Alaska. Energy because of that dozen years in the oil industry and the focus I've brought to that subject during my time in the legislature. Education because, for me, education was a springboard out of the oil industry into the state Senate. And then finally, safe communities. We haven't talked about it, but in 1990, after I finished my undergraduate degree, I went off to law school and at Cornell, came back to Alaska and spent 6 years as a prosecuting attorney before I got elected to public office. And those years really cemented for me the idea that you've got to feel safe and secure in your home and in your community in order for anything else to really matter.
On the issue of education, what can the state do to improve the public school system?
Boy, we are really looking hard at pre-kindergarten. That seems like an area where Alaska is really lagging the rest of the nation. Most states have either voluntary or mandatory pre-kindergarten. We have some little pilot projects around the state that we're working on, but I'm really interested in expanding that. The payoff you get from having a 5-year-old show up for kindergarten ready to learn is enormous in so many ways that you wouldn't expect. From obesity to, suicide, to using drugs. I mean, those kids, the investment you make in those little kids is just enormous, the multiplier effect. And I'm really excited about working on that, either as a senator next year or as governor, to make sure that Alaska's children enter school systems ready to learn.
Let's kind of switch gears to another project area, though, is transportation projects. Southeast connected by our ferry system, and it's always tops on the minds of the residents here. Do you see the Alaska Marine Highway System as important for funding needs as, say, the Anchorage Road System or Fairbanks Road System or something?
It's extremely important. In fact, I came here yesterday on the ferry from Juneau. I made a conscious decision to hop on the ferry in Auk Bay, take the Matanuska, one of the oldest ferries still working the system, down here. Got a nice tour from the captain, Al Doty, up on the bridge. They walked me around to show me the gear they were working with. And, that we talked about the engines and the rotors and the fact that they can't quite push that old boat up as fast as they'd like to because of limitations on their equipment. And clearly, Southeast is going to be dependent on a ferry system for the foreseeable future. And the state has an obligation, just as we invest in roads in South Central, to invest in the ferry in Southeast. It's your lifeline to the other communities of this region, and ultimately both North and South, mostly South, though, to linking you up with the lower 48.
How about, let's talk a little bit about fishing industry. How familiar are you with fishing industry around the state, and is there anything from the state standpoint that the state can do to help fishermen around Alaska?
Well, obviously, it's a complex subject. Most of these questions get decided by the Board of Fish. I support that. You've got to be careful about having legislators who are not deeply informed and involved in fisheries getting into the debate. It's actually a subject I'm eager to learn more about. It's part of the reason I came to Petersburg with the campaign, is to come to one of the fishing capitals of the state, spend some time here talking to folks and learning more about it. One of the things I do support is continuing the fisheries business tax credit, which helps with the investment of private money into this area with a little bit of a tax credit. I think you're going to see more of that in the future. You'll see the state using its ability to sort of carefully target tax credits at industries and geographic areas that need help without an enormous state investment. We've seen some disastrous state fishing decisions made. There's a fish plant in South Anchorage that was basically a $50 million hole in the ground. It was voted on and decided before I got into the legislature, but it stands to me at least as sort of a cautionary tale about the state getting too deeply involved in these matters. Stand back, let private industry work with targeted tax credits, and I think that makes a little more sense.
Will a French administration work out of Juneau and treat that as the state capital and have commissioners in Juneau?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I think that the last two administrations have not done is really recognize the importance of Southeast Alaska to the rest of the state. One of the things that I've really enjoyed is being in Juneau every year, and I've come to really appreciate and love Southeast. The capital is going to stay in Juneau. Juneau should be a sort of a glowing hub of activity and really boosterism and support for the rest of Southeast. And I think that would help, you know, draw more attention to the region, would, you know, help highlight the region in a lot of ways that we have not seen for some time. And I look forward to living in Juneau, making it a vital capital, and helping spread the word of Southeast.